Devonport Strikers have drawn the Wellington Phoenix to play in the Australia Cup. Here's Strikers President Drew Smith. Good morning.
Morning, Darren.
I watched the Facebook broadcast of the draw last night, and the level of excitement in the room was over the top, and rightly so. I mean, this is a huge game to draw an A-League team for the Strikers, and at Valley Road.
Yeah, look, I guess we were obviously very focused on trying to get a home game, and obviously it's luck of the draw, so we're really absolutely relieved to get a home game. And look, it came late. We were still, I think there were only about eight teams left in the draw when our name came out. And then for an A-League team to come out after that was, it was just a fantastic result.
Yeah, excellent. All right, so have they got a date for it yet?
No, look, there's no date set as yet. There are dates through July and the first week in August, and some of those dates are Saturday, Sunday, and midweek dates. So, look, we're just working through the logistics of that now. A midweek game would be a night game, so we're just looking at what lighting options we've got to meet our lux rating. But, we'll need to land that very, very quickly so we can actually start preparing.
Yeah, well, anything else you need to get done aside from the lights?
No, the lighting's probably the main logistical issue, so that's the big one. In the absence of being able to get the lighting up, we'd look for a weekend game, either a Saturday or a Sunday.
Yeah. Well, that's excellent. All right, so July probably, yeah?
Probably late July, early August is probably where we're leaning to.
Fantastic. All right, so more on that in the coming weeks. Meantime, you've got the NPL and your coastal competitions to take care of and the women's as well. So the NPL team, so you had a 2-1 win over Launceston City last week. Tell us about that game.
Yeah, look, that was a really tough encounter. Bit of a fiery affair with both teams having a player sent off. So, we went down early, but clawed our way back and got the points. Controlled a lot of the play, but just couldn't score. So, look, it was 3 points. We're always happy to walk away from Launceston City with 3 points because it's a venue that we probably traditionally struggle at a little bit.
Yeah, and your traditional rivals, South Hobart, this weekend. So you guys, are you top or second?
No, look, we're top of the ladder, and we're sort of 8 points clear of our the next place team, and there's three teams that are sort of really, I guess, around the same position, which is South Hobart, Glenorchy Knights, and Kingborough. So, look, traditional rivals, South Hobart and Devonport. Obviously, we beat them more recently in the Lacka Celtic Cup final, but it'll be a tough game, and we'll go in without our striker who received a red card last week. So we'll probably be a little bit down on firepower, but hopefully we can get the points.
Yeah, so with that red card, say, how many weeks off is it? Is it just one or is it more?
No, it's 3 weeks.
Wow. Mm. Okay, so that's Fernandez, right?
That's right, Roberto Fernandez.
Okay, so what time start down there on Saturday?
2:15 start. So, and their women are playing South Hobart in the WSL prior to our game, so which will be a really tough game as well. Our women last week took points off Launceston United, who were the top team, the first time United had dropped points, so it was a great result for our women. So, they'll be up against the second-place South Hobart team this week, and we're really, we hopefully will walk away with some points from that game.
Yeah. Now, the Northern Championships, so you guys up against Somerset this weekend. Now, I think I mentioned to you recently that Somerset in that competition, they must be really hard to coach against because some days they're like really, really good and then some days not so good.
Yeah, look, that's true. You're never quite sure what you're going to get from Somerset. You always know if you go to Somerset, though, that's going to be a very tough game.
And cold.
And Cardigan Street. So, it's traditionally can be a bit boggy down there. So and cold. So it'll be a very tough game. I mean, they've been a very good team now for a long period of time, but we've got a very strong, all our Northern Championship teams are very strong. So we'd like to think we could walk away with the points in most of our games down there. But, we'll wait and see.
Yeah, all right. So if people are going to that game at Cardigan Street, so what time is the Northern Champs on?
Yeah, Northern Championship men will kick off at 2 o'clock.
Right, and you'll have reserves and 18s before that?
Yeah, we've got reserves, 18s, 16s, and our Northern Championship women. So, yeah, full day of action at Cardigan Street.
Awesome. All right, mate. Have a great weekend. Well done. That's excellent news, and Valley Road will be absolutely pumping.
No worries.
All right. Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
All right, Drew Smith, Strikers President.